稣怎么讲啊？
Now, this is what Jesus said.
若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me.
你要跟从主，就要舍己，放下自己的意思。
If you want to follow Jesus, first you must deny yourself and put that, take out your cross and follow him.
因为耶稣很清楚地讲过，他说你放下自己的生命，就得种生命。
Because Jesus clearly commanded us, if you put down your life, you will be life.
他就是放下自己在世界上的追求、梦想跟贪慕。
If you put down the pursuit of happiness or wealthiness on this earth,
甚至乎有时候放下自己的成就
even your success on this earth,
背起耶稣要我们为他做的工作
and take up the duty or the work that Jesus commands us to do,
我们要有牺牲
we need to sacrifice.
耶稣要我们做的事我们就要跟从他的话去做。
We need to follow his word to do what he commands us to do.
这样就得到主耶稣给我们的新的生命。
And we can have that new life that Jesus has given us.
在世界上不需要只是为自己而活。
We're not living on this earth for ourselves.
我们要在天国中要得到永生。
We're going to have this eternal life.
这个是基督徒的生命吧。
That is the life of being a
Christ
follower.
耶稣给你新生命。
Jesus is giving you a new life.
耶稣已经钉在十字架上。
Jesus has already been crucified on the cross.
流出他的宝血，赦免我们的罪。
He shed his blood and washed away all our sins.
他为我们受了罪的刑罚。
He was punished because of our sins.
因此我们学习他的榜样。
That's why we.His Christ like us, his way.
肯服从他的命令
we'll obey
his command, 做他要做的事
and do what he commands us to
do. 那耶稣我们都好像他要彼得安德烈雅和约翰一样
He wants us to be just like Andrew Peter.
放下自己
put down ourselves.
做得人的福啊
And to be a fisherman.
这个就是跟从主做他的门徒了。
This is why we call following Jesus and being his disciple.
领人归主就是好像你渔夫撒网或者去钓鱼一样。
Becoming a fisherman is like you casting out the net and you catch a fish.
你肯跟从耶稣要他要你做的时候就有些结果了。
So when you follow what Jesus commands you to do.And you will have that.
我看看你的笑容是怎么样啊？
笑容，笑。
Oops.
啊，这个效果也就是说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且翻派你们去结果子，叫你的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论叫父求什么，他就赐给。
So Jesus said here, it's not, you did not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, Father will give you. So it's not you chose me, but I
chose you.
I chose you and saved you. The reason I chose you is to appoint you.去 go and bear fruit.
啊，就是为主结果子领人信耶稣了。
That is how we bear fruit for Jesus.
叫人得永生了。
Then I can have this eternal life.
今天神已经所造了你跟我来做他的门徒，得人得鱼。
God has called us to follow him to become a fisher man.
再提醒大家都很熟的，耶稣给我们最后的大启示。
Let's remind you one that great commandment, a great mission that Jesus gives us at the end.
耶稣对他们说，金钱和天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。这个是神的命令啊，他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So、this is the commission from Jesus. He said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the day.
现在神不召你，不是让你一个人得救。
God is not calling you to give you the individual salvation, that you only get salvation.
他要您的亲戚朋友，无论远近的，都像你一样成为他的门徒。
He wants your friends, your relatives to be saved.
他要您下网或者钓鱼，让你的家人、邻舍所认识的人都成为他的。
He wants you to cast out the net that your relatives, your friends, your family members will be saved.
第二件事情，我们就要认清目标了。
So the next thing is we need to identify the goal.
我们要去钓鱼，要看清楚目标是在哪里了。
You go to fish, you need to see where is the target.
我们到哪里去使人做他的门徒呢？
Where are we going to cast our net?
我记得我年轻的时候，有一位会友带我去，教我怎么去钓鱼。
I still remember when I was young, someone taught me how to fish.
他带我到一些田野啊、溪水的旁边啊，到处去找一些溪水可以去钓鱼。
He brought me to creek and river to find fish.
但是我也不懂去哪里找自己。
But I didn't know where to find.
结果很失望。
So finally, I was disappointed.
那个时候到这里找到都找不到鱼。
So I found nowhere.
没有鱼上钓。
So no fish being caught.
但是多年前我下了马加州了。
But a few years ago, I went to the Southern California.
如果有空，就去。
So when I was free, I would go to the But the same thing, I was disappointed. I got no
fish. So
I went to Dana Point and bought a ticket on the ship. I went out on the shore to seashore to fish. The sailor of the ship knew where to get a fish, so they know where to get me to get a fish.
So
the first thing we need to know is where to get a fish. So here he said, Jesus said to the Simon, you put out in too deep water and let down the net for catch. Now today we learn the example from these disciples. First thing we need to let our family members to come to Christ. So here you can see this Andrew. Yeah, he looked up for his brother Simon first. So he said to his brother, that we have found Messiah, that is Christ our Lord. Then Simon Peter became the great disciple of Jesus.
Today, 这是你自己的家里的人。
The first target you can go to cut the net and to tell to the gospel is the family members.
因为你认识他们吗？
Because you know them.
啊，你知道怎么样去带领他们吗？
You know how to lead them.
那但是如果家人很困难，那要他家人进去不容易啊。
Sometimes we found that it's very difficult to lead our family member to Christ.
你做的东西也叫其他的亲戚，其他你熟悉的朋友吧。
You can go to your family related, that is for near to far.
跟他们有谈话啊，解析信耶稣得赦罪平安的重要。
You can communicate with them the peace that gospel can bring to them.
信主会得到神听他们的祷告。
So believing in Christ can have Jesus hear and answer the prayers.
他们听你的话，看你的生命的见证，他们就会信耶稣。
When they see your life example, they will come to understand and believe in Christ.
那如果讲很困难，家人都很困难，不在这里很难。
But if you have difficulty to preach the gospel to them because they are not here with you, now you need to ask God to open the door. You can ask God to open the door of message. When you really, really pray,
耶稣会在你灵里面教导你应该向人讲什么。
God's Spirit will lead you, teach you what to say.
神会带领你去一些你的人会主的成人或者小孩子。
God will lead you to people, either adult or children, to know Christ.
我记得我年轻。
When I was young and pastor of church, I tried to ask people to go to preach the gospel.
在教会附近啊，去一些家庭有中国人的，让他们传福音。
So I lead them to go to the neighborhood to preach the gospel.
结果我找到一个小孩子。
So I found a child.
请他来教会。
And I invite him.Come to the church.
结果他来了。
And finally he came.
并且信了耶稣了。
And he believed.
结果就是今天坐在这里的 David Yu.
And he became the David Yu today. He's sitting here. Maybe he already got.
弟兄姐妹，神会带领你。
So, brother and sister, God will lead you.
你要祷告。
So you need to pray.
但是你说。
So maybe you said, well, it's not that simple. You will face a different difficulties. I have to solve all this problem. Yeah, even with fish, we also have difficulties. Sometimes the weather is not good.There's a storm on the sea. Some of the fish that will be caught by the rock or the seaweed on the water and be cut off.
Simon, Peter,
they are very experienced fishermen. They already try to catch fish for the whole night. So leading people to Christ is not an easy job. So we need to have a plan in order to solve all this problem while we lead somebody to Christ.Now we're going to look how we solve this problem.
第一个困难是自己。
The first difficulty is ourselves.
就是你有没有勇气去领人归主。
Then are we brave enough to lead people to Christ?
你跟从耶稣都需要胆量。
So following Jesus also need courageous.
你起初信耶稣的时候都需要勇敢去接受耶稣。
From the very beginning, when you accept Jesus Christ, you apply His courageous.
领别人归主也是同样需要勇敢。
The same way, when you lead people to Christ, you also require the courageous.
一个信耶稣的人不能够做一个胆怯、不够勇敢领人归主的那个不行。
Being a disciple of Christ cannot be the coward.
让我提醒你，启示录的一句很重要的话，在二十一章第八节。
I want to remind you of personal Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
亲手看见了，我有胆怯，不信，可憎杀人淫乱淫邪，拜偶像一切说谎话，他们的粪都在硝作硫磺的火炉里，这是第二次的死。
So you can see from this verse, he said, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic art, the idolaters, and all liars.They will be consigned to the fiery lake of the burning sulfur. This is the second death.
地狱那个时候。
This is the death in the hell.
哇，这个是很惊人的一事情啊。
This is very horrible.
因为第一句讲的我要胆怯的。
So the first word in this verse says, but cowardly.
信耶稣不能做一个不敢去传福音的。
The believing in Jesus, believing in Jesus cannot produce a coward disciple of Christ.
所以今天在有些受逼迫的地方，许多基督徒受害，是因为他们不敢不承认耶稣。他们来的时候，我们愿意信耶稣。
So in many persecuted country, many disciples of Christ boldly proclaim Jesus and brave courageously believe in Christ.
今天信耶稣的人要勇敢站立，对付别人的攻击、取笑。
Today, Christians need to stand up, stand firm, and be brave to testify Christ Jesus in front of those people who oppose them.
让人看见你的信心、勇敢、胆量。
Let people see the tremendous faith you have in Christ.
他们接受你的信息。
And they can accept the message.
这个是很重要。
It's very important.
耶稣的门徒在加利海常常有风浪的大风，突然之间来的。
These disciples
需要勇敢。
These disciples always encounter storm on the Sea of Galilee. They need courageous.
所以耶稣呼召这些渔夫。
That's why Jesus called this disciple, this fisherman.
第二，一个对付困难就是要适应这样的情况。
The second thing is to adapt the situation.
我们要好好准备。
We need to prepare.
我们随机应变。
We need to be flexible.
看不同的人的反应，就用不同的方法、结果去传福音。
While facing different responses from people, we need to adapt how to use a different way to deal with them.
有些人很愿意听你分享四个属灵的定律。
Someone may be willing to listen to your four spiritual law message.
有些人愿意跟从您来教堂。
Somebody wants to follow, are willing to follow you to come to the church.
另外有些人喜欢听宗教的音乐。
Somebody wants to hear the religious music.
有些人愿意看电视或者看耶稣传。
Somebody wants, maybe someone like to watch a Jesus film.
但是有些人根本不愿意听。
But someone might not want to hear.
然后我们要忍耐。
We need to be patient.
因为你为那个人祷告的时候，神听你祷告，会改。 让那个人知道他有需要。
So you need to pray for someone who cannot, who doesn't want to accept Christ, because God can do something, change him in order to believe.
弟兄姐妹们可能都知道，有些人人也大概有需要很久的时间。例如说，有时候我们的父母啊，有时候有许多情况啊，我们要忍耐在主面前。
So I always have time to lead people to Christ, especially your family members, your family where you know much about them. It's going to take time.
生活有困难的时候，他们看见您的信心见证，他们也会接受耶稣了。
So when they encounter difficulties in life and they see the faith you have, they will come to Christ.
但是有时候个人有困难，你可以请人来帮忙。
So when they have difficulties, they can be helped.
人归主需要同伴，需要帮忙啊。
So we need people to Christ, need someone to accompany them.
啊，我们需要一些人来，好像门徒需要同伴来帮助他们。
Just like disciple needs a partners to help.
请看下面第四第四点，啊。那大家看见了啊？那他们钓到鱼的时候，需要许多人来帮忙。
So when they fish, they got a lot of fish. They signal some partners. They partner to come to help.
啊，有时候我们个人的力量不够。
Sometimes individual power is not significant.
所以教会要同心的代祷，同心的照顾。
So they just need to corporately pray.
你我同心合意去问候去帮忙，然后招呼人来到教堂。
We need a corporate word in order to bring people to come to Christ.
灵人归主必须要教会的弟兄姐妹彼此合作的。
So this is a corporate word of God's itself the church.
教会为什么不能灵人归主呢？
Why did the church have?Why do you change a little before the Christ? The one of the reasons is that there's no corporate unity among brothers and sisters. So you can see the effect when we are united. Sometimes we need to ask those who are experienced preaching gospel to help us how to preach.
彼此分享主别人的学习，我们需要学的。
We mutually share the experience and learn from each other how we preach and lead people to Christ.
我们的总部啊，北美双教部门有个电网站。
No American Mission Board has one website.
啊，就是 NA
The website is AAMB, not on the Commission Board.
这个你打进去的时候呢，就看见他们教你怎么样传福音。
So from this website, you can learn the method of skill how to preach the gospel.
现在也有一些中文开始出来了。
So you can find the Chinese version in the website too.
我们看宝啊，巴拿巴也是一个好人，圣经讲。
So we look at Barnabas. He also a good Christian.
生命充满大有信心。
He was filled with spirit.
但是他还是要去请扫罗来帮助他。
But Barnabas also went to invite Paul to come to help.
两个人同心就带领许多基督徒归主了。
So Paul and Barnabas went out to preach the gospel together. They did the work together to preach the gospel and lead many, many to come to Christ, starting from the church of Antioch. Let us pray for each other. Just like the way we pray for our brothers and sisters.Just like you pray for me.
求神给我们可以钓更多的鱼啊。
So that we can fish more fish.
啊， 而是你钓鱼的时候也需要很注意一个很重要的事情，你钓鱼的器具是什么？
Well, another thing you need to be reminded is what equipment you use to fish.
我们在下面看见器具必须要准备的。
So first, the next thing is you need to prepare equipment. So Jesus' disciple is using net to attack fish. They have to prepare the net. You also can use the Yidan, what is Yidan English? You also can have fishing pole to fish instead of using net. Now I'm going to show you how to fish. It's been a long time I didn't fish. Because I have no time. Yeah, I have a fishing pole here. So I have a fish trap. Yeah, I can level it up, lift it up. So you need to have a hook at the end of the fishing pole. So you need to have a belt. So there's something that the fish like to eat. So you can see the hook here. So you can tend the fish or steal the fish to come to eat. So what equipment you have?
我们怎么样去钓呢？
How are we going to fish?
我们就要看看呢，这个鱼竿呢，就是让去接近那些鱼的地方。
So the one thing is that we need to get the equipment and go to get near to the fish.
我们也需要鱼竿啊。
So we need that the fishing pole.
就是接近那些要传福音的对象。
We need to come closer to those we are going to.
要跟他们有接触谈话，知道那个人的情况，对不对？
Through communication and interaction with them, we can understand the situation.
我们也知道他喜欢的是什么。
They will know what they like.
他喜欢的时候，你跟他谈话。
So you communicate to them what they like.
不能请他吃饭
啊。You can treat them.
你可以呢，明白他的习惯是什么，他喜好的什么运动啊。
You can understand or you can know the hobbies.
他是不是喜欢打网球、高尔夫球和乒乓球啊？
What sport does he like?
他喜欢弹的是什么东西呢？
What music do you want to play?
跟他接近啊。
So you can come closer to him.
那你说，那你的鱼钩是什么东西呢？
So maybe you ask, what's the hook I'm going to use?
我想起中一个很好的这个四个字的谚语。
So one of the best ways is using the force feature law. You know how to use that force feature law? I used to teach them how to use that force feature law. Or maybe you just put in a
hand.
Yeah, you get to, you have to use it. So you what felt you put on the hook. Maybe give you an example. That is a testimony. So when you share your testimony, people always be touched. But you might think that my testimony is not that great.
It's
very simple.
那我今天给你另外一些见，一个很好的见证，好不好？
Now I'm going to show you what kind of kind of a testimony I would tell you.
希望你可以用这个见证去帮助人信耶稣。So you can use this testimony
to help people and come to Christ.
不久之前，在中国大陆一个中央电视台，就是CCTV。
Long time ago, this one's program.
播放了一部耶稣的专题片.
They're broadcasting a documentary about Jesus.
这个人类，我们的故事.
It's something about the human being.
长达42分钟.
The history of Homo sapiens.
很详细的、正面、客观的评价了耶稣对人类历史跟文明的影响.
That documentary actually introduced Jesus, what his contribution to the social and the culture of this world. This is very amazing. We thanks to the Father. They have they publicly broadcast this documentary of Jesus.
承认在古今往来的领受当中。
So actually in the documentary it confessed that Jesus has a very prominent leadership among all the leaders in this world. So the documentary also mentioned how Jesus already changed many, many people's lives, changed the nations, even throughout history. So he also mentioned who has the greatest love in this world. Because he died for all human beings.
全世界有哪一个影响最大呢？影响，因为是耶稣，因为信他的，他改变的人都是全世界最多的。So
who has the greatest influence in the world? That was Jesus. And Jesus influenced many, many, many to become very influential people in this world.
全世界哪一个是最良善的呢？
Who is the most kindness in this world?
是耶稣.
That is he, Jesus.
因为他一生没有一句话是违背上帝的.
But there's no one word in the mouth in Jesus. There's nothing. Jesus never said something against God.
他说，影片里面说，人人都有生命.
In the documentary, it said everybody has life.
但是没有一个人的生命具有耶稣的巨大的对人类文明的影响。But
nobody can live a life that is greater than Jesus, who has a great impact.
人人都有死。Everybody
will die.
耶稣的死却具有独一无二的拯救，改变生命的能量。But
Jesus' death really can bring a large transformation and a good impact to civilization. And this documentary also quote from a scholar of the United States.
说罗马帝国的初期，数千人都死在十字架上，这个暴行。
There are many criminals being crucified on the cross under the reign of Roman Emperor.
这么多人被钉十字架，我们只记住一个人，就是耶稣。
Amongst that, those many crucified on the cross, we only remember one very particular being. It's just that his death is one extraordinary and distinguished one. Because Jesus' death already changed, bring the transformation from many people in all the corners, all the face of the earth. And that time, Jesus' life transformed the greatest nation at that time, which is Rome. He also brought the civilization of Christianity at that time. He also bring impact to the progressive history, development of Christianity.
这个专题片还详细的介绍基督教的起源跟演变的历程。
And this documentary also talked about the origin, the history of Christianity.
从罗马帝国边缘地区的一些小群人，最后传到了整个罗马帝国，成为普世的宗教。
From the very, very corner of the Roman Empire to the whole vast land of the Roman Empire, many, many people come to Christ and know him.
专题片坦白地承认基督教是人类第一大宗教。
So the documentary also said that this Christianity is the greatest religion of the world.
因为信仰耶稣是基督的人胜过任何其他信仰的。
Because of those who believe in Jesus, actually it's greater than any other believer in another. In other religions.
影片说，如今世界，全世界，三分之一的人都奉他为神明。
So now one third of population of this world, recognize Jesus as the Lord. To recognize that other people to be their God.
这个专片特别提到耶稣受难。 使徒保罗早期基督徒受迫害的经历
And he also mentioned the passion of the passion of Christ as well as how Paul being persecuted when he preached the gospel throughout the Roman Empire
也正面介绍了基督教的信望爱崇高的教义
He also mentioned about the hope, the faith and the love of Christianity of This ideology that changed our silver to bring a civilization at that time. Bring people from a barbaric way into the very civilized,
lifestyle.
At that time, during the Roman Empire, under the reign of the Roman Emperor, either you believe in Christ, the Lord, or the Emperor.
如果你信耶稣，就是代表你不信罗马帝皇帝。
You believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord, it means that you reject Roman Emperor as your Lord.
新的人被惨号的逼迫,
they will be persecuted.
但是基督徒宁愿受死,
but Christians are willing to be persecuted and die.
也不愿意放弃对耶稣基督的纯正信仰。
And they willing to die for Christ.
结果基督教越逼迫越兴旺。
The more persecution at that time, and the word of God become flourish.
这个影片还引用了拿破仑临死之前说的话。
And this documentary also quote what the general Napoleon said at the end of his life.
他说我曾经 统领百万红师 军队横横竖三个大洲，如今我自己没有立足之地。
So Napoleon said he used to lead the great army into the three continents of this world, but I never lead an army, just lead any troop like Jesus.
耶稣远胜于我。
Jesus is much, much greater than
him. 他没有一兵一卒占领，没有占领任何地图，但是他的国建立在万人的心中。
He didn't have even one soldier to work for him, but he could build up one nation throughout the earth.
根据有一些著名的研究历史的那些所谓 fintech 智库，他们呢有几个结论。
So there are some conclusions from some famous historians.
他说基督徒人数最多，分布最管，是全球第一个大人群的系统。
The greatest population of this world belongs to Christians.
如今全球有22亿的基督徒。
So we have 22 billion of Christians in this world.
占世界总人口三分之一。
Is constitute of 1/3 of the world population.
基督徒改变世界每一个地方、每一个角落、每个部分。
Christians transform this world from every corner, every face of this earth.
并非只是西方人
，including the Western.
现在在其他地方信耶稣的人比在西方人信的更多。
Now there are more Christians in other parts of the world compared to Western countries.
因此他们说西方的基督徒教这一个话不合适了。
So they said that Western Christianity is not appropriate right now. Saying Christianity is from the West is not appropriate right now.
基督教代表人类文明发达的最高水平。
Christianity brings civilization to the highest level at this time.
答中国根据宗教部他们的研究，从1901年到1996年的诺贝尔奖金的一共有639人。
There were 639Nobel Prize Award from 1901 to 1996. Given this Nobel Award.
Yeah. 其中信仰耶稣基督教的诺贝尔奖金的人呢，596个。
Among them, 697, 596 of them are Christian.
新犹太教的8个人。
So, 8 of them are Jewish.
信佛教的8个人。
There are 8 Buddhists.
信伊斯兰教的4个人。
The only 4.
印度教的2个人。
2 Hindus.
不信的21。
21 is the atheist.
基督教带来的改变不仅更是精神文明、制度、物质，也是在生活上改变了我们的生命的方式跟习惯。
So it really changed our lives spiritually, mentally, and physically.
譬如说，我们今天说公元年，什么年？就是纪念耶稣诞生的年。
So why we said the AD, Adonai Domini. Actually, that referred to starting from when Christ was born.
圣诞节是差不多全世界都庆祝了。
So almost every part of this world celebrate Christmas.
大家都有假期了。
So we as a vacation.
特别在星期日，对不对？大家都有放假的，对不对
？Especially on Sunday, we are off.
为什么呢？因为是纪念耶稣复活。在星期日啊
Because we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on the first day of the week,
Sunday.
This is all because of Jesus Christ who came to this earth 2,000 years ago.
耶稣告诉我们，不借着他，没有人到上帝哪里去。
Jesus said to us, without through him, nobody can come to the Father.
很奇妙，一个影片还说，圣经讲，以耶和华为神的，哪个是有福的？他说，拣选为自己产业的，哪门是有福的？诗篇33篇。
So in Psalm 33, God didn't also mention this verse that the nation who believe in God is blessed.
尤其可以见信仰上帝对个人民族和国家的祝福，耶稣都讲得很清楚。So
you can see the great impact of Christianity among the all kinds of
people.但是中国面临这个巨大的挑战，现在。But
China now is facing the biggest struggle.
虽然物质有进步。
Even they are very wealthy,
但是道德以上诚信都减小，社会脱序。
But you can see a lot of moral corruption in the nation.
人们试图从世界各种文化、这些宗教找寻一个心灵的支点。
People always look for the way of life or the meaning of life.
结果没有出路
，There's no way，
但是我们知道，只有耶稣可以帮助人心。But
we know only Jesus can provide the answer in the way.
只有耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命，这话是可信的。Only
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the life, and the truth."
中国有著名的学者，包括孙中山、张把。 我们还有其他，巴金、李宇吧，都影响的。
Also, the God of Chinese people. Christ also the Christ of Chinese God.
基督教的普世性决定了基督教文化的普世这个世界。So
the universal of Christianity, that is the universal piece of the Christianity.
我们中华文明其实是有根源的。
There's the origin of our Chinese culture. Because many, many years ago, long time ago, we Chinese believe in God.
就是我们历久历史说是中国人的天道文明。Okay,
Chinese people believe in 天道, the heavenly 道, heavenly way.
这个天道就是上帝的道。And
this heavenly way refers to God, who is the heavenly way.
今天我们中国人也需要这个天道。Today,
we Chinese people need that heavenly way.
因为这个电视都承认，耶稣改变了整个人类的历史。
Even this documentary also emphasizes Christianity's impact and change and bring civilization to this world. But we need to wait. Now we're going to look at the region.
十篇一百二十六篇也告诉我们啊。
Psalm 26。
耶稣也告诉我们啊。
Is it the words?
他说我的食物是遵循神的旨意做他的工。他说是你们说圣歌只有四个月的样子。现在向天观看庄稼经手可以收割了。
Jesus said, my food is to do the will of God. If you see outside, it's been 4 months. And you said that didn't you have faith that it's been 4 months until harvest? But I came to it. Today we can see a great need of Chinese here.
在疫情当中我们知道灾难的可怕。
We can see the disaster of this COVID-19.
美国的道德的低落
many people die and thousands to arm and those are the more rational decision. Our party to be comforted.
他们也愿意到教堂听神话
and many more people can come to church.
然后我们怎么样去收获一个庄稼呢？
How are we going to reap a harvest?
很简单，就是诗篇所讲的，把他们带回西安
，bring them back to Zion。
那被掳的是什么？就是被罪恶所掳、捆绑的。
What they've been captured, they've been captured by sin。
我们新耶稣从罪恶捆绑中释放出来的时候，又回到西安。这个西安是代表耶路撒冷。
So we're delivered from the bondage of sin, we could go back to Zion, but Zion referred to that is Jerusalem. Actually, it referred to the church. So after believing in Jesus, so we bring them to come to church to be baptized. So baptizing them is to reach them. So it means that they are believing
Christ.
So baptizing them means that cleansing them away from sin. Just like after you fish, you need to clean a fish before you
eat.
So we cleanse in the people of God. Okay, we're like a, we're just like a sheep going astray. Jesus used to tell the parables, the 99 lost sheep and one going astray.
And,
so you look at the verse 7 here. So he said here, you'll be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. Now we continue to look at this parable. So here is the parable about finding the lost coins. So here Jesus said, there's a rejoicing in the presence of the angels if you are over one sinner. So many people in the church today, like the brother in the parable of prodigal son. They feel nothing when they see someone come to Christ. They feel insignificant. But God wants us to feel the
rejoice.
The Bible tells us, we need to be rejoiced always.
教会需要大的喜乐。
就是你的 great joy。
如果人来到教会，看见我们愁眉苦脸。
If people come to church and see our face,
从来没有笑容。
No smiling face.
他只懂得批评别人。
And only know how to criticize people. What kind of testimony you demonstrate
to them?
So they want to see the joyfulness. We need to hear the joyfulness of Christ. So you may say, well, I have nothing to be joyful. No, actually, leading people to Christ. Leading your family member to come to Christ. Leading your friend to come to Christ is a joyful thing.
So, today, 弟兄姐妹,
so what is this here?
让我再提醒你们,
let's remind you again.
要在主面前, 要领人归主。
So, lead people to come to Christ. Follow Christ. And you see the target to lead people to Christ. And it's not the Father. Ask people to come to help. Prepare, be ready to have your food.Be ready to get the equipment fixed. Bring people to Christ and bless them. And reap the harvest. And then we hear the voices. That's great. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us such a joyful amen.Help us to solve the problem. So we start to share and lead people to Christ. Thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for touching us. Thank you also for brother and sister online.And we will obey your commandment. Give us strength. Give us faith. The Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.